Britney Spears has just released a new album called In the Zone, but rock critic Ken Tucker says that putting out music is just a fraction of what Spears does when she makes a new entry into the pop culture world.
Sometimes I just love to have that out. It's just something a girl's gotta do. Never thought I'd see you like this. You're looking good when you're half dressed. Just let me give you one last test. Is that a sin? Am I too hot for you, though?
Over the past couple of weeks, if you turned on the TV or the radio or read a newspaper or a magazine, Britney Spears has been unavoidable. There she was on the American Music Awards in comic book style dominatrix gear. There she was on the cover of Esquire with her bottom showing. There she was in Glamour magazine saying, "I'd love to do a musical because I think singing and acting are my strong points and I'd like to combine them with theater." This is the point at which I'm supposed to ridicule the 21-year-old performer for her unwarranted hubris, to say nothing of her teeny tinny voice. But at this stage of her career, Britney inspires sympathy. A mixture of pity and guarded admiration. Well, not so much that I can summon anything more than dismay at her collaboration on a piece of soft porn with, of all people, the gentle vegan Moby. Britney Spears, raised in showbiz as a Walt Disney Mouseketeer, seems to exist in the same sort of experience-limiting bubble that Elvis Presley and Michael Jackson have been closed off by. Like Elvis, she's a Southerner whose first instinct is to be polite in interviews and to feel intellectually inferior to her handlers. Like Jackson, she seems trapped in a kind of eternal adolescence. She may have just turned 21, but she still thinks it's daring to be naughty and rebellious. The sad thing is the way she has to announce her outrageousness by, well, by getting R. Kelly to write a song for her that uses that word as its title. Like TV-centric pop stars from Ricky Nelson to Madonna, Britney is automatically dismissed by serious music fans as a no-talent who gets by on wiggle, sizzle, and not much else. Like Ricky Nelson, who used members of Elvis's crew to give his music a nice sprung rhythm, Britney enlists pros like the Southern rappers The Yin-Yang Twins, the production team called The Matrix, and yes, Madonna, to give her music sheen, if not authenticity. And like Madonna, she plays that sex kitten image for all it's worth. And when it's not worth enough, she turns it into a kind of delayed feminism, as on this song, Brave New Girl.
She's gonna pack her bag, she's gonna find a way, she's gonna get right out of this. She don't want New York, she don't want LA, she's gonna find her special kiss. She don't want no soup, she don't want no how, ooh, like peaches and cream. She's gonna wish on stars and touch the sky, you know what I mean? She wants a good life, don't need to rewind, she needs to rewind. Good.
Did you notice something about that song? It's actually catchy. It works. It's one of the few songs on In the Zone that does. Most of the album is overworked and overproduced. Yeah, she doesn't have much of a voice, but since when was that an impediment to making good pop music? You have to separate technique from effect. And a few times in the past, and a few times on In the Zone, Britney overcomes her own image to provide some musical pleasure. The thing is, that image is as important to her as the music. And unless you're into that zone of aesthetic appreciation, you may miss the small but genuine enjoyments from the Britney Spears publicity machine.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.